Today on the Shepherd's Pulpit, we are going to talk about the importance of the fear of the Lord. Why is the fear of the Lord so important? Thank you so much for listening today. We appreciate it so much. We trust that you're doing very well in the Lord. Our heart goes out to you. Our prayers go out to you. I know that folks that are under the sound of my voice, you're listening maybe from a nursing home. You're maybe listening from a lonely home. Maybe you're listening from a jail. And our hearts and prayers go out to our listenership. Only God knows what you need. And we pray for you, and we pray that the Lord would be with you through your loneliness, through your sorrow that you might be going through. No doubt, God is sufficient. His grace will abound to your account, and he can comfort you, friend. There's no one like the lowly Jesus, no, not one. And I want you to know that if we can help you in any way, and you listen to this broadcast, we want you to contact us. You can call us directly at 229-219-9996. Now, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The Bible says for us to hear the conclusion of the whole matter, and that is to fear God and keep his commandments. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse number 13. The fear of the Lord. We find our place in Habakkuk. We're studying verse by verse. And when we come to Habakkuk, we see the fear of the Lord. In Habakkuk chapter number 3, Habakkuk himself was still a troubled individual. Even though God had spoken to him, he's still troubled because what God spoke to him troubled him. And by the way, God's words are like the raging waters. They'll scare you. God's word is like a mighty wind, and sometimes that wind of God's word will frighten you. God told Habakkuk, I'm in control. I've got the reins of the universe in my hands. And there's times when we feel like things are out of control. And by the way, they are out of your control. And we want to be able to handle everything. God reminds us that he's the one that has it all in control. And we're going to look at a lot of verses in Habakkuk 3. These verses is what God told Habakkuk. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. Verse 3. His brightness was as the light, and he had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Before him was pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. Now that's just a few of the verses that began to, as Habakkuk began to see the Lord as he truly was, it began to shake him from his inner core. Inside out, he was moved. He said, I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. There's a question, was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea that thou didst ride upon thine horses and thy chariots of salvation? Was the Lord mad? Was the Lord angry? Is the question. Well, yes, he was angry. God is angry with the wicked every day. And he will not keep his anger forever. He's long suffering, but he's not forever suffering. I said he's long suffering, but he's not forever suffering. Meaning by that, that long's going to have an end. Verse 9. Thy bow was made quite naked according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word, Selah. Thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered his voice and lifted up his hands on high. The sun and the moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear, that is marched through the land in indignation, that is threshed the heathen in anger. What we're reading here is poetry, but it's not poetry that you'd read from a modern author. It's a poetry of a thrice holy God that is full of indignation, wrath, and judgment. Verse 13. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even the salvation of thine anointed. Thou woundest the head out of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundation under thy neck. Selah. Think about that. Thou didst strike through with his staves the head of the villages. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses, and through the heap of great waters. Now he says, Habakkuk makes a statement here. We've just read from Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 3 through 15. And Habakkuk makes a statement of response. He said, when I heard what we just read, my belly trembled. My lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones. I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. Oh my. He said, I trembled. My lips quivered. Rottenness entered my bones. And again he says, I trembled in myself that I might rest. What did we just read? We read of the fear of God. We read of the wrath of God. But we read of the proper response to the living God. And that is fear him. Fear him. Verse 3, God came. Verses 3 through 15 is what happens when God comes in his fury and his fierceness. There's really nothing to be said, but this is a mighty, gripping passage if you take it at face value. He's perplexed. Have you ever been perplexed? He's mesmerized. He's astonished. He's stricken. He's quivering. He's trembling. Yeah, that's what we need in America. We need to hear, not the newspaper, but we need to hear the Word of God. We don't need to hear what everybody else has to say about your life and how to fix your life. We need to hear what God says about your life and how to fix your life. We don't need to go to some meeting house that gives you this step and that step to get a better life. We need to go to God's Word and see Him high and exalted and see Him for who He is out of the Word of God. And it might not be what you think it might be. Because we've made God into our own image and worshiped Him as the creature and not the creator. We don't need to read the USA Today. We need to read about the USA in God's Word. Say, America's not in there. Well, you know what I mean. God's got a word for America. He's got a word for every man in every country, every boy, every girl, and every mom and dad. And when we see the Word of God, we're going to fear. We're going to tremble. Remember, Habakkuk was in the midst of what was going on, and he could hear the sounds of the horses' hooves from Babylon, from the Babylonian army coming to invade his people, Judah. He knew that his land would be overtaken, and there was absolutely nothing he could do about it. He knew that Judah would be taken away captive to Babylon and Jerusalem left in ruins. And he says, I'm trembling. There's going to be a greater response than just fear. A greater response than just trembling. It's coming. But first, we need a return to the fear of the Lord. And the way that we do that is we hear from heaven and we hear the Word of God. Is it just another thing to you, this thing of your religion and Christianity? Is it just something to be trifled at, something frivolous and fun and contemporary? Or do you have the fear of the Lord in your heart? It's serious business. serious business when God is against a nation. Serious business. We'll talk about that more in the next broadcast. Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Pulpit. I trust that you have a wonderful rest of your day.